There is news today from the continuing legal proceedings against Louis Libby, the former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney. A federal judge today ordered the CIA to provide information from highly classified presidential daily briefings, information Libby argues he needs to defend himself. He faces charges of perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. Those charges were brought in October by a special prosecutor investigating the leak of a covert CIA agent's name to journalists. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
In a 25-page order filed Friday, U.S. District Judge Reggie B. Walton ordered the CIA to turn over the equivalent of the table of contents for the highly secret presidential briefings for limited time periods in 2003 and 2004. Libby's lawyers had argued for much, much more. They had tried to persuade the judge they needed the highly secret presidential briefings for a 10-month period to defend the former chief aide to the vice president. Libby's lawyers argued those documents are critical to persuading a jury that he was, quote, so focused on urgent national security matters, it is hardly surprising he would later confuse, forget, or misremember isolated portions of conversations about less important topics, unquote. Topics such as what Libby knew when and from whom about the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame. The special counsel who brought the charges, Patrick Fitzgerald, argued those documents are not relevant to Libby's defense, and he asserted they are an attempt to derail the case. Walton wrote, "Neither party has it exactly right. This court cannot simply accept the defendant's proposition that the substantive information contained in the country's most sensitive intelligence documents and the methods by which that intelligence is gathered are material to the preparation of his preoccupation defense." On the other hand, Walton wrote, he couldn't agree with Fitzgerald's narrow view of what is material to the preparation of the defense. He wrote that in his view, Libby can prepare a defense with a general topic description of the matters he saw in those morning intelligence briefings. He said he thought such general descriptions, along with Libby's personal notes and daily calendar, would provide the defendant everything he needs to prepare his defense. Attorneys for the government are expected to appeal the judge's ruling. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.